Music is unlike any other art form in its unique ability to inspire movement. Listening to a song like this one, it's easy to feel the rhythm that gets people dancing. But have you ever considered that music can also inspire another type of movement? In the United States, in the height of the U.S. Civil Rights Movement, artists like Bob Dylan and Pete Seeger penned songs that became the soundtrack of the revolution. Meanwhile, in South Africa, another revolution was growing. As the black South African community rebelled against the unjust racial oppression of apartheid government, they created their own rich musical tradition to inspire their movement. Anti-apartheid songs played many important roles in the revolution. They brought the community of protesters together in the act of creating and singing anthems of hope for freedom and lamentations of the horrible truth of life under apartheid. Revolutionary songs served as outlets for creativity and a connection with the native tongues and traditions of South Africa. Marches were organized and conducted to the beat of historic African music. Songwriters could also reflect on the injustice of the system, using music as a cathartic healing experience for both individuals and communities. Just as a revolution changed constantly in reaction to new laws and situations, the music of the movement evolved over time to serve different roles. One thing remained constant, though, and that was the persisting presence of music in the anti-apartheid movement. The 1950s marks a time of political awareness and resistance to the apartheid regime throughout South Africa. At first, musicians sang about current events and hardships blacks encountered daily. Over the course of the decade, however, music transformed from personal expression to a force that fueled the anti-apartheid movement. Musicians began to compose liberation songs that called for action and unity against the state. Fusile Mini, a member of the African National Congress, composed the most famous liberation song during the apartheid era entitled Watch Out Vervoor. Liberation songs addressed a range of issues and people, shedding light on the injustices of apartheid in ways political speeches could not. No issue was too small or too intimidating for musicians to transform into a melody. Composer Strykie Vilakezi wrote a song about the devastation of the forced removals in 1955, when thousands were removed from Sophiatown to Meadowlands. When first translated, the song Meadowlands seems to be in support of the government removals. However, closer interpretation reveals the sorrow and devastation of the events. But the most effective use of music came in 1956 during the women's demonstration against pass laws. 20,000 women marched to the city of Pretoria, their singing invoking sentiments of courage, strength, and unity against the white government. But the energy and accusatory tone of the 1950s protest songs came to an abrupt halt in 1960 with the 1960 Sharpeville Massacre, when police officers opened fire on an unarmed crowd of protesters.
After the Sharpeville Massacre, the ANC realized that they must become more militant. Upon the creation of the Ukhuntu Wesizwe, the military wing of the ANC, the freedom songs also adopted a more militant tone. One particular such song, the Toi Toi, became a theme song for the MK. The song is very upbeat, filled with lots of rhythm, and was used as a physical training tool and to boost morale. The dance that accompanied the Toi Toi was erratic and violent, and the MK used it as an intimidation factor against the South African government. The MK might not have had the same powerful weapons that the South African troops had, but this song and others were effective enough to scare off the opposition. Another song that adapted militant tones was Shonga Malanga. It was originally created and sung to give praise to the one day off domestic servants had. The original lyrics go, Shona, we will meet on Thursday on Sheila's day. It was then adapted to, we will meet where we would rather not meet, in the bushes with our bazookas. As previously mentioned, Vuyisile Mini's song, Watch Out Verwood, Here Comes Black People, was a very popular and powerful song that irritated the whites so much so that they eventually jailed Mini and sentenced him to death. While walking down the corridor towards execution, Mini broke out into his famous song and many other prisoners followed suit. Even though a great man and one of the more influential activists had just been hanged, the prisoners still had hope and a positive outlook for their freedom. Freedom songs are one of the most powerful tools for the anti-apartheid movement, and no one could take these songs, their unity, or motivation away from them. In 1976, the Soweto Uprising occurred, and just like during the Sharpeville Massacre, many innocent lives were lost. At the funerals of their fallen comrades, they never cried, yet rejoiced together in unison and broke out into freedom songs.
Typical songs during these ceremonies were often somber but still projected a militant and unified stance. These activists refused to show weakness, and the freedom songs helped them in doing so.
With the Soweto uprisings of 1976, the apartheid struggle continued down into an even darker period. Protests, beatings, political imprisonment, and politically motivated killings became regular occurrences in South Africa. And yet, despite incredible oppression from the National Party, the anti-apartheid movement managed to resist the government and stay cohesive during this difficult time through the power of music. Protest songs were integral to creating unity within the anti-apartheid movement, informing the world about the atrocities of apartheid, and persuading the National Party towards ceding its power. At the same time, international artists such as Bob Marley, Peter Gabriel, Savuka, and Peter Tosh began using their music to spread awareness of apartheid. Many of these famous artists even joined in demonstrations themselves. This helped to bring international sanctions against South Africa in the mid-1980s and encouraged disinvestment by international businesses. The economic pressure this created became a major factor in persuading the government to negotiate a power-sharing agreement with its people. In the early 1990s, artists began to recognize the success of the anti-apartheid movement in song and called for unity in South Africa. The new South African government, symbolically recognizing this need for unity, created a new national anthem. Originally, the plan was to have two anthems, Inok Sonkonka's Nkosi Sekelele iAfrika and Diestem van Suid-Afrika. But in 1997, under the Mandela administration, a medley was composed. This anthem employed five languages, Xhosa, Zulu, Sotho, Afrikaans, and English, representing the goodwill and cooperation among many different cultures and peoples of South Africa. The music of apartheid criticized the apartheid system, brought the anti-apartheid movement together, lifted the spirits of those suffering under oppression, and inspired activism around the world. Finally, music helped bring the many cultures and peoples of South Africa together, working as one towards a brighter future. United we shall stand. Yeah.